This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. We have much to cover. Warning went unheeded. We were just talking about this last week, about school shootings and the pharmaceuticals. The indoctrination going on and taking place in public schools today. I also took the time last week to bring forth warnings to parents as to what their kids were and are facing and what it is that their kids are being subjected to on a five-day-a-week basis in public schools. And now we're beginning to see the fruit of it once again. So we can clearly say what we were on yesterday was, again, a warning a week ahead of the plan. But people don't want to take prevention as being better than cure, so therefore warning went unheeded again, and now we have another tragedy in Florida. For some reason, people think that they are exempt from the responsibility to raise up these kids, and we're seeing what takes place when the kids are ignored. Matter of fact, even a week ago, I shared with you a letter from a girl named Marcy Musgrove. In public school, she said, after the massacre in Littleton, Colorado, this is 1999, I realized that as a member of this generation that kills without remorse, this just last week, friends, I had a duty to challenge all of my elders to explain why they have allowed things to become so bad. Luke 7:35, wisdom is justified by your children. Don't complain about what you've raised up, America, because you're seeing it clear as day in this country as to the fruit of the up-and-comings. And just think about it. Sooner or later, they're going to be in government. They're going to be the police. They're going to be representatives. They're going to be working in municipal courts. They're going to be judges. And folks, they don't have, for the most part, a knowledge of right and wrong. They know how to do evil, but they don't know how to do that which is right. And interestingly enough, I'm going to hit off on that in just a couple minutes. But interestingly enough, I just got this in the mail today. And what it is the American Family Association. Now, I know some of the guys over there, and they're good guys. They are. But I have to say this because I see this across the boards. They preach the same lawless message. They get the same lawless results. And instead of taking responsibility and preaching what God commanded them to preach, wherefore the laws are schoolmaster to bring men unto Christ that they might be justified by faith, they continuously negate and abrogate God's moral law, which Christ never came to do because they don't know the difference between ceremonial law and moral law. They preach a lawless message. And they get the same results generation after generation after generation. They put up the same dinosaurs day after day, week after week, month after month. As a matter of fact, the message that what the professing church in America preaches today is responsible for the fallout and what you're seeing today in so many different aspects. The church is called to be the light, the compass of society, John Adams said. And when that goes, everything else goes. And when these things take place, people stand back and try to figure out, what just happened? What just happened? We can't even believe this is happening. Look to the pulpits, America. Then look to governments. But this is the church's responsibility concerning the lawlessness taking place in this country. As I look at this magazine that's been sent from AFA, again, it's the same dinosaurs. It's the same message of lawlessness. It's a false grace, preaching grace and using it as an occasion for the flesh. I look through here and I see some people that are out in the high schools. Good for them because they're showing the world their faith by their works. Praise God for that. But the message is what I always call into question. They talk much of love, yet they don't preach love. Because they separate God's moral law from love. Let me say it this way. God gave His law because He loves, not because He hates. Take that into the natural, friends. How would that fly? It wouldn't fly. But America, you subject yourself to the same messages over and over and over again. Same dinosaurs over and over and over again. Same false gospel over and over and over and over and over again. And you get the same results, but yet you keep listening to them and you keep reading their materials. Martin Luther said, Satan, the god of all dissension, stirreth up daily new sects, and last of all, which of all others I should have never foreseen or once suspected, that he hath raised up a sect, such as teach, that men should not be terrified by God's moral law, but gently exhorted by the preaching of the grace of Christ. Let me tell you this. The law condemns. The gospel justifies if I, by faith, take the fruits of Christ. Augustine said, the law detects, grace conquers. Grace conquers. It does not succumb. It is not defeated. It overcomes. You know, it's in Scripture, in Romans 5, verse 20, it tells us that where sin abounds, grace does much more abound. We hear this from the professors all day long in America. But yet you see not the grace abounding, you see the sin abounding. And why is that? Because they're preaching a lawless message. They're preaching a false grace, teaching men to use the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh. Satan, the god of all dissension, stirreth up daily new sects, and last of all, which of all others I should have never foreseen or once suspected. He hath raised up a sect such as teach that men should not be terrified by the law, but gently exhorted by the preaching of the grace of Christ. If the law has been abrogated, how come Christ brought forth an exposition? Why did he expound on the law? Why did he say that I've come not to destroy the law and the prophets? I've come not to destroy, but to fulfill. He said, not one jot nor one tittle shall in any wise pass until all be fulfilled. How come it tells us in the book of Romans, chapter 3, folks, that we are to establish the law by faith? Why is it that the Lord saw fit to give us the Ten Commandments, friends? Not just in the Old Testament, but also in the New Testament. From Exodus 20 to Deuteronomy 5 to Deuteronomy 10 to Romans 13. Why is that? He teaches us that love is the fulfilling of the law and to do others as do unto others as you would have them do unto you. You know what's missing in this equation, friends? It's not only law, but the heart of love to enforce the law against the crimes. We'll take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We're going to be right back after this break.
With every passing year, we here at the Sons of Liberty renew our dedication and resolve to reach the lost. For us, that means long hours in the office, long hours on the road, extreme dedication, and sacrifice. But we are willing to do it because we know it needs to be done. Our family has devoted our lives to this purpose, and we are asking you in a small way to do the same. Our Sons and Daughters of Liberty program is a way in which people just like you can join together with us in support of this cause. How does it work? Very simply. All you do is go online to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button on our landing page. From there, you can decide how much you'd like to give each month and then simply fill out the information at the bottom of the page. Whether your monthly donation is large or small, remember, every gift matters and helps us in reaching the lost with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So don't delay. Please join together with us in this cause as we speak the truth and let our actions demonstrate our love. Together, we can truly reach this nation for Christ.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Troy Newman, president of Operation Rescue, and you're listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio, your daily inoculation against Satan's lies and the twisted logic of the left. Listen at your own risk. You may just become a patriot.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, those two pages interact one with another. You can also jump over to our Facebook account, which is Bradley Dean, Bradley Dean double E, and on my Twitter account for what it's worth, Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1. Go over to my YouTube, which is Bradley Dean, YouTube, Bradley Dean. And folks, if you'd like to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, again, I got much to cover today, and I also wanted to let you know, before we get to the show, that if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because, friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. You also have us as number two radio show across 92 affiliates in the United States of America. That is in the lot of 89 other radio stations. So, therefore, we appreciate your listenership. We know you're listening. Don't be afraid to call in. In sincerity, 1-866-582-9933. I was just talking about, and I'm going to get to more of this in just a couple minutes here, friends, concerning the same old message over the last 60 years in this country. And we're seeing the fruits of this message, and it's a lawless one. And I just highlighted what Martin Luther said. Now I want to go over to the Prince of Preachers, Charles Spurgeon. He said, lower the law, the moral law of God, the Ten Commandments. Don't confuse the ceremonial law, which has been fulfilled in Christ, with moral law. Because Christ didn't come to abrogate the moral law. I want you to remember that. And it's important that you do understand that so many people get that confused. And again, if you think that the moral law of God has been done away with, first of all, it's unscriptural, number one. And number two, try that in the natural. It's not going to fly. But I want you to listen to this. This is Charles Spurgeon. Lower the law, and you dim the light by which man perceives his guilt. Common sense comes into play. Remove the Ten Commandments, like thou shalt not kill. Kids kill. Remove thou shalt not lie, then kids lie. remove thou shalt not commit adultery, then they commit fornication. Maybe we should read the Word of God where we see in Christ it's all been magnified and fulfilled. I mean, just think about this. The law said thou shalt not commit adultery, but Jesus said even if you look at a woman to lust after, you've already committed adultery with her in your heart. If your eye offends thee, pluck it out and cast it from thee, for it's better that you go into hell or to heaven with one eye rather than to go into hell with both of them. And he's showing you the value of your soul, because nobody in the right mind would sell me one of their eyes for I don't care how much money I gave them, because they know the value of their eye. Jesus was expounding the value of your soul. Lower the law and you dim the light by which man perceives his guilt. This is a very serious loss to the sinner, transgressor of God's moral law, 1 John 3:4, rather than a gain. For it lessens the likelihood of his conviction and conversion. I say, said Charles Spurgeon, you have deprived the gospel of its ablest auxiliary, its most powerful weapon, when you have set aside the law. You have taken away from it the schoolmaster that is to bring men to Christ. Galatians 3:24. He goes on and says, they will never accept grace till they tremble before a just and a holy law. Therefore, the law serves a most necessary purpose and must not be removed from its place. Guess what's been removed, friends? The moral law of God. And that's why you're seeing these things take place in public schools. And that's what I'm highlighting today. You know, it's also interesting to note, one more point. When you go to Mark 10, it's interesting when you go to verse 17. It says that, and when he was gone forth into the way, there came one running and kneeled to him and asked him to Jesus, good master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? And what did Jesus say in verse 18? Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. He said in verse 19, Jesus preaching to the Jews who were given the oracles of God, Roman 3, said, thou knowest the commandments. Do not commit adultery. Do not kill. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Do not defraud. Honor your father and your mother. And he answered and said unto him, master, all these things I have observed from my youth. Now just pay attention to the fact that Jesus was using the law as a schoolmaster to bring men unto himself. The law drives you to the foot of the cross, and it can do no more where you put your faith in Jesus Christ. Period. And he said in verse 20, and he answered and said unto him, master, all these things I have observed from my youth. He tried to justify himself. Then the Bible says, then Jesus beholding him, he loved him and said unto him, this one thing you lack. Jesus went to the one thing that was keeping this man out of heaven. He went straight to the heart and told him what he needed to hear. See, open rebuke is better than love carefully concealed, friends. And how much love has been withheld from these kids because of the false gospel being preached in America today? And it's on a massive scale, America. When you talk about how corrupt the government is, you need to first look to the church. That shows you the government is the fruit of a corrupt church. And I want to tell you something, it's not the church. It's the furthest thing from the scriptural version of what a church is to do. Do you see the church protesting abortion? Do you see the church protesting homosexual marriage? Do you see the church protesting corruption in government and in the church? Absolutely not. You see the real church doing that, though, don't you? And oh, how small the numbers are. Going back to Mark 10, verse 20, and he answered and said unto him, master, all these things I have observed from my youth. Jesus, beholding him, looking upon him, loved him and said unto him, one thing you lack, go your way, sell whatsoever you have, and give to the poor, and you shall have treasure in heaven, and come take up your cross and follow me. Now, isn't it interesting that the Bible said he was sad at this saying and went away grieved? Why? Because he had great possessions. In other words, where his treasure was, there was his heart also. His heart was hooked on his riches, and Jesus knew it, and he went directly for it. But what brought him to that point? The law of God did. And what did Jesus say? Go and sell all that you have. Take up your cross and follow me. Hey, friends, if you haven't found something to die for, it's because you haven't found something to live for. The first prerequisite that Jesus gave to anybody that follows him, the very first thing he says is deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow me. How are people supposed to get to the cross if there's no law to drive them to the cross? The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul, Psalm 19:7. Galatians 3:24. How are they supposed to know what sin is if there's no law to show them? For by the law is the knowledge of sin, Romans 3:20. Common sense comes into play. Common sense comes into play, but in America, apparently it doesn't. Just keep putting up the old, same old dinosaurs, using all their big, embellished verbiage, and they bring nothing. They talk about the problems because, for the most part, what you see is a bunch of paper tigers. They write on a piece of paper and they go live their selfish lives rather than to reach out across the line into the young people in the schools across the country, which is the greatest mission field the church has in this country. But you know what they do? And by the way, I'm telling you by firsthand experience. I remember doing a high school assembly in Memphis, Tennessee. It was one of the two Christian schools that we did. Dave Reaver's son was there. He was the youth pastor. And they had, folks, believe it or not, after my assembly, and I find that I would hit harder by the Holy Ghost there in public schools than I would, or in Christian schools, than I would in public schools. Because in many cases in Christian schools, if you want to call them that, they're worse off than they are in the public schools. But you know what's interesting about that, friends, is when I was in that public school, or in that Christian school, forgive me, in Memphis, you know where they were having their mission trips to? Hawaii. You know, isn't it interesting that the church in America literally spends millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars for missions? Christians' annual income is $2.3 trillion. 91% of all Christian outreach evangelism does not target non-Christians, but targets other Christians. Oh, okay, so let's go to Mexico and teach them Spanish. And that's exactly what the professors are doing in this country today. $213 billion is given to Christian causes. $11.4 billion is given to foreign missions. 87% of which goes to work being done among the already Christian is 87%. 12% of all of the monies that go into the church in America goes to work among the evangelized non-Christians, and 1% among the unevangelized. So they are taking 99% of your money for their building projects, friends, and 1% of your finances to go out and reach and seek and save that which is lost, which is a command of Christ, Luke 19:10.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Just highlighting what's going on in the United States of America and laying the fault to the door of those that are responsible for what's taking place in this country. Well, how are they directly responsible for it? You know what, folks? I just got a couple of them actually this morning, how people are starting to link together and bring about a prayer chain. And the first thing that went through my mind is, and you can discern it, you can feel it, if it's real or what's behind it in many cases. And what's interesting about this is I got one where it said that they were going to pray, they were going to start a prayer chain concerning the victims in Florida. And it's like, that's great. But anybody that really understands the Spirit of God and calls for prayer better know that the world is waiting to see the manifestation of your prayer. It reminds me of Frederick Douglass, the abolitionist back in the 1800s, who said that he used to pray for his freedom. Here's an analogy, a parable, if you will. And he said that he prayed for his freedom for over 20 years and nothing happened. He said, until I started to pray with my feet. See, you can have faith. That's yours. But nobody's going to know who you are until you act. Because, again, faith without works is dead, period. Why is it that people in this country are willing to pray, but they're not willing to cross the lines for their own kids in their own backyards? Which, again, as I said, is the greatest mission field in America. Now, I want to tell you, too, out of the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of high schools alone that I did in this country, 358 of them being public schools, because we're not going to ask for permission from the devil to obey God, nor are we going to ask corruption for an approval to obey the laws of our constitutional republic. We have the law on our side, and we know it. We never lost our rights. Rights were given up, period. They were forfeited. You don't lose your rights. You forfeit your rights. And what's interesting about this, friends, is out of all of the schools that I've done in this country, friends, you know who my opposition was? It was the professed church. See, they didn't want me doing what they always talked about doing. And I want to tell you, when I first got saved, and it was real, I was born in the fire. That's why I don't settle for the smoke. Friends, the Bible tells us that we are called to be ministers of the flames of fire. And I want to tell you what, that's exactly what the Holy Ghost did with this boy. He took him and he showed me what I'm not to show me who he is. And I'm going to tell you what, he is who he says he is if you meet him on his terms. Period. Period. I started off earlier talking about how I got this magazine from American Family Association. Again, I'm not capping on them. Some of those guys are really good over there, really cool guys. But I'm looking through their magazine and it's a bunch of dinosaurs teaching the American people the same message that got us to the point as to where we're at right now. False grace. Period. Period. And when I take that to what's going on in Florida, because there is a definite correlation, you know, the only thing that I've seen the professed church in America do is this. It says in Psalm 78, verse 9, the men of Ephraim, though armed with bows, turned back on the day of battle. And they did not keep God's covenant and refused to live by his government. Period. As I said right before the last break, friends, we have the greatest mission field in the world. Our high school. Let's take care. Hey, folks, don't go out and fix other people until you first fix what's going on in your life and what's in your backyard. Namely, those public high schools, those elementary schools. Look what the American people have given their kids over to. And 86% of those that send their kids into public schools are, again, professed Christians, professed conservatives, and professed patriots. To be illegally indoctrinated by none other than the federal government. Let me give you the numbers one more time. 91% of all Christian outreach does not target non-Christians, but targets other Christians. Give me a break. That's why Jesus rebuked the Pharisees. He said, beware of the leaving of the Pharisees, the religious hypocrites, the pretenders. He said, beware of them. He said, the blind lead the blind, they'll all end up in the ditch. And what are they doing? They're over in their little corners patty caking, trying to get each other saved. Hypocrites. Christians' annual income is $12.3 trillion. $213 billion is given to Christian causes. $11.4 billion is given to foreign missions. Foreign missions. Folks, out of the 358 public schools I've done in 25 different states, we even took a bus from Minnesota with 30 people all the way to Key West, Florida for $500 that we raised because of all the federal cuts in public schools in Florida. In Florida. We have to raise the money to go get the kids. And yet you have churches all across the country that are raising money for those that call themselves missionaries that go into public schools, first-hand experience, that go into public schools and they raise thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars, and yet they have failed to go into one public school in this country. You see what the church is doing in America? They're supporting those that enact just like themselves. And they look at a ministry like this one where we're willing to take it wherever. I don't care if it's prisons, juvenile prisons, Stillwater Prison in Minnesota. Folks, I don't know how many prisons I've done. I bet 20, 30 prisons I've done. I don't care where they're at. We'll go. We're going to be on the East Coast doing a high school. We just got invited yesterday. We're going to go do it. Some people see the truth of what we're doing here. They see that the old system is not working. By the way, it's never worked. I don't care if it's a school, a college. Folks, give me 15 dogs, I'll go preach. And we'll pay for it if we have to. And that's always, folks, we've driven all the way out to the Canadian border from Minnesota, which is probably 13, 14 hours for 50 kids. I don't, folks, it's just my heart. It's always been there. I don't care how, I'm not a numbers guy. I'm not a numbers guy. I mean, we've done schools where there's been 3,200 kids. We've done schools where there have been 50. We've been to the special schools. We've been to those schools where they put all the rebels. I just don't care about none of that. Just give me the opportunity to show off who saved me. That's it. Let them find their faith in Him. And in the meantime, I will study because my appearing is coming. My opportunity is coming. I am so tired of what I see in this country. I am so tired of saying the same thing a different way on a daily basis to the American people who don't listen until tragedy takes place. And then 3 or 4 days later, guess what, friends? They're right back to being diverted onto something that doesn't matter. And how they can find something through diversion that matters more than their kids, I know not. Outside of the Lord, I know not. 11.4 billion is given to foreign missions to go preach a gospel, a false gospel that's destroying this country, to go into a third world country to preach there what they won't preach here. 87% of which goes to work being done among the already professed Christians. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Having pizza parties. Entertaining the goats. Right? The clones are, right? Yep, that's right. 12% goes to work among the evangelized non-Christians, and 1% among 1% of all the money that goes to the church in America goes to the unevangelized. And you can thank guys, they're far and few between, like Coach Dave, like Ray Comfort, like yours truly. And I'm going to throw myself in the lot because we do it everywhere we go. We're handing out tracts, period. We break into their bubbles. We love on them enough to know that we actually care about what happens to them. And by the way, lately, less than half of 1% of church funding goes to youth causes. Hey, and listeners, those that listen to us, and I have to sit on this radio program and play commercials to ask for support. Is there something, and let me say it this way. I've had people try to buy the anointing. I want to tell you, though, the anointing in this ministry is not for sale. I remember having a gazillionaire, he called himself, way beyond a millionaire, he said, sitting at a table one day, came out and seen one of our high school assemblies. By the way, I won him because I told him the truth. He came with his brother down to our office, and he was talking about how he would support the ministry, but it was on his terms. And I looked at him, and I said, hey, we're not for sale here. His brother hits the table and says, my brother can make your wildest dreams come to pass. And I said to him, I said this before God, I said this to him, not if his heart's not into it. We're not for sale here. He ended up supporting later on. And we became friends, as a matter of fact. Because he wasn't used to the church actually telling him the truth. He was used to dictating those that called themselves Christians that were willing to sell out for the golden calf. Going back to my point, why is it that a ministry like this one, go online, you'll see. Hey folks, you'll see the fruits of what it's like to be in a warfare. And it's not surreal, it's very tangible. Why is it that we have to ask for support? Why would a ministry like this one have to ask for support? Because we have never one time before God ever brought to somebody a vision on paper and said, this is what we're going to do. We have always gone in and said, this is what we've already done and this is what we're looking to do. And folks, that's exactly who we are. P.S. If you'd like to support, sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to support. sonsoflibertyradio.com, go to support. Thank you. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I think it was a very excellent meeting. The information was excellent on the Constitution, and every American needs to hear this, especially the young people. They need to hear this. This is stuff that should be taught in the schools.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. By the way, we're about 3 months out. Okay, guys, we're about 3 months right now out in front. If you'd like to have us out in your communities to do a tea party, a high school, an elementary school, a college, a prison, I don't care. I mean, you've named it, we've done it. We got the hat and the T-shirt, period. Give us a call, 1-866-233-0747. Don't call us and ask us to set it up for you. Take the time and understand what it takes once you begin to engage. There is a warfare, period. Read Ephesians 6, verse 12. 1-866-233-0747 if you'd like to have us come out and shake, rattle, and roll your communities. We'll do just that. I'm not there to give my opinion. I'm simply there to give them a biblical and constitutional answer to the dilemma in which they are in. Period. Period. Now let me get to this while I have time to get to this. Concerning my opening statements during this hour. Warning went unheeded again. Tragedy in Florida. A letter from a student. By the way, if you did not know this, this kid was feeding on the Quran. He was a little communist. And you got to ask yourself, America, how is that stuff infiltrating into our country? Well, the media is aiding and abetting your enemies to help destroy your country. And they could care less as to who it comes from. That is until they meet their maker. It's once appointed unto men once to die, and after this, the judgment, they will face the judge. All roads lead to the judgment seat of Christ, like it or not. I don't care how you've been lied to. The fact of the matter is I'm telling you the truth, and the truth makes men free if you would so choose to be free. After the massacre in Littleton, Colorado, I realized that as a member of this generation that kills without remorse, I had a duty to challenge all of my elders to explain why they have allowed things to become so bad. This was a warning. We blew this trumpet, Ezekiel 33, Ezekiel 3. How many years ago? Matter of fact, it was Columbine High School that opened my eyes to my responsibility before God. And I got to also tell you this too, friends. I cannot tell you how many high schools I did in this country where I was not sure if I was going to be shot down that day in that public school. That's a fact. That's a fact. Again, just last week I was talking and taking the time to speak out about school shootings and the pharmaceutical companies, and you're going to bet your bottom dollar you're going to find out this kid was on massive doses of medications, dangerous psychotropic drugs. You can mark my words on that one. And they'll do their best to try to cover it up. As well as the indoctrination taking place in public schools. I spent a whole two shows on sharing with you how the kids are being lied to and how they're being indoctrinated illegally. Where are all the lawsuits, America? Where are all the lawsuits against the school districts and the federal government for what they're advocating illegally through a violation of Article 10 once again? I also took the time to bring forth warnings to parents as to what their kids were and are facing and what it is that their kids are being subjected to on a five-day-a-week basis in public schools. And I shared a letter to the editor, or from the editor for me, forgive me, from a student warning what would happen if this generation or her generation and those up-and-comings were ignored by their parents and elders. Well, you just seen it again today, or yesterday, I'm sorry. You've seen it again yesterday. Do you suppose that this kid was taken care of by his parents in such a fashion that he would be trained up in the way that he just went? Or do you think that he was coddled by his parents, looked out, and his parents cared about everything that he did from start to finish concerning every day of his life? Of course not. Because if they did, they wouldn't have had him in a public school in the first place. It's amazing to me that another tragedy like that of the school shooting in Florida on Wednesday has to take place before people awaken to what is happening in our country today. And this will, of course, last again for about 3 or 4 days, and then the American people would be once again diverted. And the sad fact is that I was refused, for those that did not know, I was refused concerning a high school assembly in Boca Raton for a minute. Because the next day we had a lawsuit on the principal's desk giving him fair warning that we will take him to task if he doesn't open those doors up to us, because we had the right to be there. And the fact of the matter is, friends, he had 3 weeks' notice that I was coming, but he denied the fact. And the next day, we were back in. See, because we know our rights, friends. We took it to him. But isn't it interesting that took place in Florida? They didn't want the message, friends. See, when I went into a public school in Boca Raton, Florida, I wasn't there to tear down their values and what we see in our Constitution, but I was there to reinforce them. See, and those that are tearing down the Constitution and working away at your moral value system basically equals virtue, working their hardest to eradicate virtue in public schools, they're the ones that somehow have been given the right to do what they're doing, but those that are actually going in there to tell them the truth are somehow rejected. Young people are illegally indoctrinated. And it's also interesting to note that they're illegally indoctrinated by the federal government. And then these same politicians who push for the federal government's illegal indoctrination into public schools are the first ones to call for gun control after a tragedy occurs. And hopefully, people in this country do realize that a majority of school shootings are in gun-free zones. That's another show. Which in itself is illegal. Can somebody show me in your Bill of Rights where the federal government has a right to tell you that you can't have a gun if you're not a felon? a criminal? Can somebody share? Instead of putting the question the other way around, let me put it to you, America. Those that are sick and tired of the propagandists through the media, why don't you put it to them? Show me in the Bill of Rights where it tells me that the federal government can tell me where I can have a gun and where I can't have a gun. Isn't that crazy? Has anybody thought this through? Has anybody, folks, thought this through? Craziness. No, I never thought about that. I never taken the time to actually read what the Constitution says. I mean, I know hundreds of thousands of men fought, bled, and died magnifying that the laws found in the Constitution against tyrants, but I've never really said thank you by my actions by taking a whole hour of my life and setting it aside and reading the Constitution in which they fought, bled, and died magnifying. I mean, just think about this. What took place in Florida yesterday was another gun-free zone. How does that work, America? How is that working out for you? I mean, guns protect the president who works for you, yet he's defended, but your kids aren't. The Congress who's supposed to work for you and represent you, these are the ones calling for disarmament, yet they're defended by guns. How's that working out for your kids, America? I mean, governors are defended by guns. Celebrities. You know, isn't it interesting, these anti-gunners that call themselves celebrities? If you look behind the scene, you'll see that they do nothing but teach people gun violence, and they're the first ones to call for disarmament. So they teach them, and then once they teach the young people how to commit the crime, they're the first ones to say, we need to disarm them. Wait, you taught me how to do it. But celebrities are defended with guns. How's that working out for your children, America? Sporting events, jewelry stores, banks, office buildings, factories, and courts are all defended with guns. But somehow or another, we defend our children with a sign that reads, this is a gun-free zone? Wow! 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 You know, it's interesting where you see countries like, namely, in Israel. How come there's no school shootings in Israel? Because the teachers are armed to the teeth. That's why. And by the way, it's not against their own people. It's against those that mean to do the Israelis harm. So what begs the question there is, what are the kids being taught that they're so unified? Of course. See, what they've done in this country, they've indoctrinated kids through all these different, you know, an international baccalaureate, Common Core, No Child Left Behind, and people are trying to figure out, what's the problem? Why are our kids so divided? And the parents, what are they doing? They're at home getting caught up into the political game of he said, she said, because Rush Limbaugh had the hottest news for the day because inquiry minds had to know. And he gets paid $20 million to keep it going. Congratulations. Congratulations, America. Man, you're outdoing yourself. Just last week, the trumpets were blaring from the Sons of Liberty Media.com. And here we have another tragedy. And people stand back again and they try to figure out what the problem is. Folks, in all sincerity, those that are lover of Christ, the lover of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, we're on the same page. We can do this.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.